My name's John Elliott, and this is a podcast from the Insights in Jazz series, www.dropback.co.uk. Hello. This week's podcast is based on Chapter 11 of the Insights in Jazz book, Off and On, and it's going to talk about the concepts of on and off as used in the LEGO system and in the book. So first of all, let's start off with talking about on. When I use the term on, I mean at chord 1 in the key that we're in at the time. It's quite a useful notational construct to use in the roadmaps in the book. So if you look at, for example, at the song What's New on page 290, you'll see that the first brick is one bar, just called on. And what I mean is it's just chord 1, establishing the key before we then join to the next brick, which is a cadence. It's useful to help fill in the roadmap in a very clear and concise way. I often find myself using on as a brick or just as a note alongside the name of another brick just to show that where we've come from, we're resolving to the beginning of the new brick as an on. So we'll quite often see a launcher at the end of a section going to an on at the beginning of the next section. If you put the two together, you get a cadence, but you can't very easily in the roadmaps show a cadence going from the end of one section to beginning of the next, so I quite often use it like that. Examples of where you'll see on being used as a temporary key center rather than the actual key center for the whole song. Let's look at Out of Nowhere. In the B section of Out of Nowhere, you'll find this on page 227. There's a good example of on being used where it's not the main key of the whole song. So we've got an A minor 7 at the beginning of the B section, which is chord 2 in the key of G that the song's in. But I've called it on because it's acting like a temporary key center. So it effectively goes 1-5-1 when it goes to the E7 and back to A minor 7. So it's quite handy to be able to use on for temporary key centers like that. Another example of the same sort of thing you'll find at the end of the first line of Violets for Your Furs, the end of the first A, and you'll find that song on page 286 in the book. Okay, so the second use of the concept of on is in what I call oscillations. And this is where we have to bring in the idea of an off. So the idea is that you're on somewhere representing the key of the moment. You go off somewhere else, and it can be, you know, it can be anywhere else, we don't really care. It's kind of a meta brick concept we're thinking here. And then you come back to on and you go back to off and you're oscillating. So what I mean is, you know, you're getting two chords repeated at least once, maybe several times. So some examples to look at are, I mean, think of A Night in Tunisia, for example. This the roadmap for this is found on page 218 in the book. This actually starts with the off. So the off here is a flat 2-7. We're in the key of D minor here. It starts with an E flat 7, and then it comes back from off to on to a D minor, and it goes off again to E flat 7, comes back to D minor, off to E flat 7, back to D minor. So it's effectively oscillating for the first few chords. Thank you. so I notate this in the roadmap of Night in Tunisia as off, on, off, on. It's quite an easy way to remember what's going on. You see a similar thing in the song called Old Devil Moon. Another example that's quite a special one is The Bridge of Georgia. Now this song's often played in the key of F, which is the way it's notated in the roadmap. The bridge is in the relative minor, so the bridge is in D minor. We see starting on D minor, which is notated as on, and the next chord is A7, off. Then we get D minor again, back on again. And the next chord is a B7, so it's gone off, but it's gone off somewhere else. In this case, it's gone off to the nowhere chord. The next chord is D minor, so it's back on again. The next chord is an A7, so it's off to chord 5. Then it's back on again to D minor, and this time it's off to chord 4-7, a G7. Then we're back on to D minor, off again to A7, back on to D minor, and then off to E7, which it puts us in the perfect position to start a spot back to the original relative major key of F. So E7 leads naturally around the cycle to an A minor 7, which is the beginning of a spot back to F. Now we'll talk in another podcast about what I call Bartok substitutions, but that Bridge of Georgia is actually a lot simpler than it might seem. It's basically doing on-off oscillations, and the first time it goes off to 5, as it does, and every other time it goes off to 5, and then in between it goes off to somewhere which relates to chord 4 in the key, and we can talk about that, as I say, in another podcast. And the third subject under the heading of on-off-ons that I wanted to talk about today is the metabric on-off-on plus drop-back. And this is a really useful brick that you see usually at the beginning of a song. And the idea is that you start on in the home key, you go off to anywhere, nowhere in particular, you come back on again to the home key chord 1, and then you drop back using chords 6-7. We've seen the drop back in previous podcasts, usually setting you up to be ready to do a cadence back home. Okay, but this idea of chord 1 followed by some other chord, any other chord, and coming back to chord 1 and then going to chord 6 is very common indeed, and I wanted to look at some examples of this. So I guess we can categorize them by where they go off to. So one common place to go off to is chord 5, on, off, on plus drop back, where the off is a chord 5, Stars Fell in Alabama. You'll find the roadmap for this on page 262. So this is in C. So it starts on C, it goes off to chord 5, which can be broken down into D minor 7, G7, 2-5, comes back to 1, and then drops back using chord 6, or broken down into 3-6, so E minor 7, A7. So a very common place to go off to is chord 4. I've got a few examples of songs that have on, off, on, plus drop back that go to chord 4. The first one is On a Clear Day. Thank you. Another example of the off being four is in Lady Be Good. And the roadmap for this can be found on page 183 in the book. A third example of a song that goes off to chord 4-7 is Don't Go to Strangers, and the roadmap for this song is on page 116 in the book. There's lots of songs that use this meta break, on off on plus drop back, and I just wanted to mention a couple more where the off is in interesting places. The first is Out of Nowhere. The roadmap for this song is on page 227. Now what happens is, this is in G, it starts at home, on at home with G major 7. It goes off to the Nowhere chord, which is flat 6-7. Okay, so E flat 7 in this case, and it's broken down into B flat minor 7, E flat 7. Comes back home onto G major 7, and then drops back to E7, chord 6 as we would expect, and that can be broken down, 6 can be broken down into B minor 7, E7. So the roadmap for this song is on page 227 in the book. Another example of a place to go off to is chord 7-7. And songs that do this include Meditation on page 201 in the book. Whispering. Which has got the same chords as Grooving High, which is the bebop head written over the chords. It's a contrafact, as they call it, of Whispering. The roadmap for Grooving High is on page 142 in the book. I'd like to look at what I call on off plus pullback, which is very similar to on off on plus dropback. The idea is that you start on, as you did before, you go off somewhere like you did before, and instead of coming back to chord 1, you come back to chord 3, and then you drop back. So it's a bit like you start dropping back early, and that's why it's like the pullback that we've seen before. You know, you remember the 7 chord drop back and the 7 chord pull back? The difference between the two is that instead of getting chord 1 before you drop back, you get chord 3 instead. And it just feels like you're dropping back slightly earlier, so that's why it's called pulling back. So the idea here is that you've got a very similar brick to on, off, on plus drop back, and I call it on, off plus pull back. And the chords would be chord 1 for on, and then off to anywhere, and then chord 3 minor 7, or chord 3 half diminished, and then chord 6-7 being the drop back itself. And songs that do this variation of the on off on plus drop back are Too Close for Comfort, which you can find the roadmap for on page 280. Days of Wine and Roses, you'll find the roadmap on page 111. Uh, And a couple of songs that aren't in the book that you might well know, standard songs, are I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. Gershwin's The Man I Love. Both of these do the same thing at the beginning. So one final idea I want to throw into this podcast, a variant that I found on the on-off-on plus drop-back in a song called A Time for Love. The roadmap of this is on page 279 in the book. We see the usual on-off-on at the beginning of this song. It's in B-flat. It goes off to an A-flat 7, so it's a flat 7-7 with a B-flat pedal still underneath it. Comes back to B-flat, and then instead of dropping back like we would expect, it goes to the somewhere chord, chord 2-7, the secondary dominant on 2. And we see this sometimes, instead of dropping back, we see a jump from chord 1 to chord 2-7, so I just thought I'd throw this one in. And that's it. That's the introduction to Off and On, and we'll look in more detail at aspects of this in later podcasts. John Elliott. I'm the author of Insights in Jazz, which is available from www.dropback.co.uk. If you've got any questions you'd like to ask about the podcast or the method in the book or any suggestions you'd like to make for future podcasts, then please contact me by emailing me at john@dropback.co.uk. If you found this podcast useful and you'd like to leave a tip, then you can visit the website where there's a PayPal donate button. Thanks for listening.